Section 1. You will hear a woman calling the London Police Department to report a robbery. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, London Police Department.
Yes, I would like to report a robbery.
The woman says that she would like to report a robbery, so robbery has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Hello, London Police Department.
Yes, I would like to report a robbery.
All right, just a minute while I pull up the form. Okay, could you give me your first and last name?
Anna Greig.
Anna Greig. G-R-E-G?
No, Greig. G-R-I-E-G.
Got it. All right, moving on. Gender, female. Date of birth?
15th of March, 1980.
All right, thanks. Just a few more personal information questions, and then we can address your claim.
All right.
What's the address?
4 Ellendale Street. That's E-L-L-E-N-D-A-L-E.
All right, Ellendale Street. Yeah, we've had a lot of break-ins in that area lately. And the postal code?
W52AT.
And are you a citizen of the UK?
No.
Okay. What type of citizenship do you have?
Well, I lived in the United States for most of my life, but I am actually of Grenadian nationality.
Okay. So is that the country that issued your passport?
Yes.
All right.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
And what is the crime you're reporting?
I already said a robbery.
Oh, right. Sorry, this is about the 100th robbery report I've filled out today. Have you had any prior break-ins?
In the building or just my flat? The unit below mine got broken into last year.
No, just your flat.
Oh, then no, not here.
All right, let's see here. Can you think of anything that was out of the ordinary around your building or anyone who may have had reason to do this?
No, it seemed like just a normal evening. I didn't see anyone suspicious and can't think of anyone that would target me specifically.
How long has this been your place of residence?
Let me think. I moved in on February 1st and it's October, so it's been about 8 months already. Wow, time flies.
And that is just for Ellendale, yeah?
Yes. I have lived in the UK for just over 1 year.
I see. Can you give me the first and last names of all members of the household?
Actually, I live alone.
Okay, so no other occupants. And can you give me a brief account of what happened?
I left to go to a dinner party at 6 p.m. and when I returned at 11, I found the place ransacked and a lot of my things gone.
Any sign of forced entry?
Yes, the back door was wide open and it looked like someone used a crowbar to force it open.
I see. And just to be clear, was the door locked when you left?
Of course.
Hey, you would be surprised how many reports we get where people have failed to lock their doors. Now, I need you to list any missing items valued above £200.
So far, I'm missing my computer, my purse with my wallet in it, and the TV.
Okay, let's start with the computer. What is the estimated value?
£500.
And what is the serial number?
G416-8770.
Thank you. And a visual description?
It is a black 13-inch PEMDAS cloud book. There is an Oxford sticker on the lid.
Okay, and could you give me a description of the purse?
Sure, it's a Claude Frieda shoulder bag and the material is silver-coloured cloth.
Price?
£300.
Okay, that concludes my report. I'll submit it and we'll let you know of any developments.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.